Volume.
Hello, I'm Amina Dicker Asma, and in this episode, we will be exploring how media organization Stockfall Talk has had to adapt their daily operations to what has become known as the new normal.
We are driving a program where we want to convert all the Stockfalls to become cooperatives so that the job creation becomes the solution. So we know that in the township, a lot of people are beginning to create jobs through the cooperatives and they are employing community members.
Speaking as founder and publisher, Eric Peary, telling us about their main objective as an organization.
The main offering is the newspaper, because we print a Stockfall Talk newspaper on a monthly basis that we distribute to the Stockfall members. So our role is to make sure that we use our media platform to educate the Stockfall members about products and services that are available in the marketplace, to guide, to coach, to assist them.
You are listening to Media Diaries, the New Normal Edition. The show is brought to you by the South Africa Media Innovation Programme and produced by Volume. For each episode, we are going to step into a different organisation and explore how they're adapting their content production processes to what has become known as the new normal that COVID-19 has forced us to adjust to. In this episode, we are with media organisation Stockfall Talk. They produce a monthly free community newspaper for the South African Stockfall market, and at the same time, run a series of Stockfall roadshows in urban, peri-urban, and rural areas in the country. Here is Eric again, giving us a brief definition of what a Stockfall is, also touching on the main advantage they have as a group of people.
When we talk about Stockfall, we talk about a group of people. They could be 30, they could be 40 people in that particular group. But Stockfall is not a legal entity. So meaning that if you are a Stockfall, you can't go to the bank and say, I want to borrow money. They will never give you. But the advantage of a Stockfall is just because these people, they've been together as a group for over 10 years, some of them for over 20 years, they've been together. So the understanding is very good between these people. Then it's easy for them to form a cooperative.
It is with these cooperatives that the organization is able to be a platform for economic emancipation. Eric then further explains how they are able to achieve this.
When we say Stockfall Talk is a platform for economic emancipation, it's because we had an agreement with Gauteng Enterprise Propeller at some point 2 years ago that when we do have our programs, they're going to support us. Mostly what they do is to assist small businesses in the townships. So with that agreement, it helped us so that at some point they also assisted us with the funding so that we can able to go to the townships to educate these Stockfalls to start their own businesses.
He then tells us how and where Stockfall Talk all started.
Stockfall Talk started 5 years ago. When we started, it was just a website. So on the website there, when you go to the website, there was a link which says register your Stockfall. Then people will go there and register their Stockfalls, the chairperson, the contact details. Then we compiled the database to an extent that we realized, no man, this database is huge. What do we do?
Eric then shares how the growth of the database encouraged them to change the way they did things.
Then we say, okay, let's start to engage the Stockfalls and call them to particular venue so that we can able to assist them. Because a majority of our Stockfall members, they own small businesses in the township. So to capacitate so that their business does not go down, how do we help them? So the roadshow was an answer to that particular question. So we started to call them, then organization product owners liked the concept. They started to support us. Then it became something huge to an extent that we also signed a memorandum of understanding with Soweto TV. We wanted to take this to the TV to have our own show so that we can able to be watched by many people, even those who are in provinces that we cannot able to reach at the moment.
but they did not stop there.
From there, we said, no, man, it's not enough to only do the roadshow, then we address only 500 people who fills the hall. What about the majority of our people out there? What do we do for them? Then we said, look, let's also do the newspaper so that we can translate whatever happens at the roadshow to the newspaper as well. So we can able to write about things that can able to benefit these Stockfell members. So in case, even if you didn't go to the roadshow, but you happened to get the copy of the newspaper, at least you are still benefiting.
The organization publishes Stockfell Talk and has recently launched Ekuruleni Talk, which are free community newspapers that generate revenue for the organization through advertising and have a print run of 5,000 per edition. Eric shares how they source the content for each newspaper.
We've got the freelancers, reliable, experienced freelancers who supply us with the content. In the beginning, when we were beginning, before the SAMIP involvement, we were relying on Google for content, which it was a very wrong thing to do. So SAMIP brought a huge change to the organization. They empowered us to an extent that where the content that we use on a monthly basis has been supplied by a highly experienced journalist.
He then gives us a few examples of the type of content that the newspaper publishes.
One article, it's like Beyond COVID-19, How Stockfell Can Survive. We were educating Stockfells here. We see there was a COVID, nobody was expecting it, but it happened. So we're not going to say because COVID came, then everybody forget about our ambition and our dreams. Then we advise them, we guide them that how, what mechanism can they able to use to survive the COVID. Another one says, I lost my job during lockdown. Now I can't pay my three Stockfells. Stockfells, they've got monthly premiums. So some of them, if you've got challenges to pay, you approach the management. I'm referring to the chairperson of the Stockfell and the secretary and tell them that I've got this challenge and this challenge and this challenge. Then they'll sit down and improvise and come up with mechanism to assist you.
Making mention of an article that was written in partnership with one of their main partners.
So another one from Burial Societies with a book to savings clubs on your smartphone. We try to educate our Stockfell members so that they must able to run their programs using their smartphones. In the past, they used to use a book where you register record. So now we've got organization that we work with like Stockfeller as well, assist us to teach our members about what can they do if they want everything to be online, to manage everything, their finances. You don't have to run around and say, oh, I'm going to bank the money and all of that, those kind of things. So Stockfeller played that critical role in our organization to actually educate our members regarding how to do those things on the smartphone.
Over and above the freelancers, the organization has a core team of 6 members. Eric briefly explains how they work as a team.
In total, we are 6 working for the organization. However, we have more employees who also only come when we do events, because on a monthly basis, we've got a program that we're running. We call it Stockfell Talk Roadshows, where we go to various townships to activate. So in that particular, then we need more hands. Then we call those ones who are only working when we have events.
He then breaks down the role of each team member.
Tinash Dube is the designer, is the one who designs the newspaper, the one who's gonna who designs our invitations for the events that we circulate to all our Stockfell members. Like Zita, his role, a photographer, is the one who take pictures when we go out to do the interviews or when we go out for the events. Rachel Baloyi, she's the events coordinator. When we do events, the role for Rachel is to make sure that everybody that we invite to our events, when they go back home, they've eaten, they've got their gift packs, everything. So the operation with regards to our events, the logistics with regard to the events. Stella Baloyi, She's the social media manager who promote Stokvel Talk and Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc. Sentim Khotsana is the operation director. His role on a day-to-day basis is to work with Stokvels, mobilize Stokvels, do the distribution of the newspaper to the Stokvels.
As another way to stay in contact with Stokvel members, the organization has a WhatsApp group. Social media manager at the organization, Stella Beloy, describes what her daily tasks are made up of.
On a daily basis, the first thing I check is the WhatsApp Stokvel for any messages. If they are, my priority will be to engage them. I then move on to the social media accounts, which is the Facebook, Twitter, and then engage as well. I then start with research and outsource for the next article. And then lastly, I work on the database.
Eric then breaks down some of his roles as publisher at the organization.
As a publisher, my role is to make sure that I liaise with the colleagues. For instance, if we have an event that is planned for next month, when I speak to Senti, who's involved with Stokvels, whose responsibility is to interact with Stokvels, I will be able to indicate to Senti the hall that we're going to use, how many people it can accommodate. Then another role for me, if we're about to print the newspaper, I must be able to liaise with the editorial contributors to make sure that they're on pair. What is the deadline for them to submit the articles that we're going to be using in the next edition?
Also explaining how his role changes depending on the operations of the organization.
With regard to the event coordinators, when we've got an event, I must liaise with the coordinator to make sure that everything is going according to plan, the budget is there, has been allocated. That is the role of me as a publisher, to make sure that all these departments, they work together and to the success of the plan. The biggest role that I play is to make sure that I source advertising for the newspaper.
Operations Director Santi Makhwatsane gives us a bit more insight into the work his role requires.
Each time when you go to each and every hall or any specific place, it's for me to make the point that I'll talk to the people of that particular area to say, guys, on such as a day will be coming, I'll go there and try and mobilize people around that area. And secondly, because of also my experience when it comes to small business advice, so some of them, they know me because I used to be a trainer of small business. Part of that is also my role to say, guys, it's not just Stokvel only. You've got to be able to run a Stokvel and be good in business, because I'm also a business mentor.
Santi is also a business training facilitator. He describes some of the ways in which he helps Stokvel members.
So during the time of these groups, somebody would say, how can I start my own business? Then I'll probably show him her on how to start a business. Some of them would say, you know, we're not so familiar with tendering. Can you tell us as to how can a person tender? Those are some of my fails. And over and above that, in terms of mentoring, one is able to identify, because in a group of a Stokvel, there may be 10, but some of the very members of that group may happen to be in business. So they will also need my advice also as to, you know, I'm running a business, what can you do?
He then touches on how members of the various Stokvels differ, making mention of how Stokvel Talk further acts as the link between members and companies over and above the roadshows.
They differ in terms of their operations as individuals. The clients that we have, I'll make an example, like let's say Vodacom. Vodacom will say, we're offering a business opportunity for those who love to be playing a part with Vodacom. So we've been a mediator between the Vodacom and the members of the group. So Vodacom will come to us, will pass on everything to these members to say, Vodacom is offering this. Definitely from the very group, those who are in business, who understand the Vodacom dynamics or the network dynamics, they'll actually fall for these things.
Further emphasizing the intermediary role that the organization plays, Stella gives us more insight into the range of details that the database has with regards to Stokvel members.
So the database has names of Stokvels, different types of Stokvels, as in like when you talk about burial Stokvel, traveling Stokvels, any type of Stokvels
that we have. And then let's say when we're talking about the burial stockpiles, we have to know how many members they have, right? How is their stockpile run? Any challenges that they're going through? If they need assistance, we refer them to for savings, stockpiles. Also, we can refer them to the kind of banking that they can use, the kind of things that they can do. So, yeah, also when it's time for festive, let's say for those who do grocery shoppings, to know which shop will give them the best discounts and all that.
Eric then shares how they have managed to segment the database accordingly.
At the moment, the database that we have is over 3,000 stockpile societies. But what we have done to make it easier for us, we have segmented it to according to the township. We've got a database of around 800 people, which is only for Deep Kloof only. Then we've got a database which is only for Orange Farm, a database that is only for Tembisa, database that is only for Alexander. So that when we've got a program that is going to be running in Alexandra, then we only communicate with those people who are based in Alexandra.
Briefly explaining where the majority of his members are based.
Even though I won't disagree that we do have stockpiles in the urban areas, but majority are based in the townships and the rural areas. Even individuals who are not members of the stockpiles, we don't close doors for them. If we have event, we call them so that we can come and educate them and tell them why is it important that they must able to start their own stockpile wherever they are based. They must able to start their cooperative wherever they are based.
Eric then describes how COVID-19 impacted the organization, also mentioning how they were able to overcome this impact.
It impacted the business negatively, but we didn't let this to hinder our progress. Through the involvement of SAMIP, they helped us to do our events online. So we started to implement the webinars. We have already done a webinar that was sponsored by NetBank. It was a successful one. So where we engaged all our members, it's actually given us an opportunity that even those who are in the neighboring countries, they could able to participate in that webinar. And then we get sponsors to sponsor those particular webinars. SAMIP helped us to understand how these things works because in the past we didn't have an idea or that no man who can able to run this thing online.
Here is Stella again sharing some advice about stockpiles and what to look out for.
Don't just join a stockpile because you heard that there's a stockpile being ran, but not knowing how the stockpile is actually ran. For example, I'll give an about the WhatsApp stockpile that has been trending last year, how people got scammed because the word stockpile was at the end, but you didn't really know how the money gets back to you. But then you just know that there's a joining fee. And another thing, if you are playing stockpile as family members, as friends, we need to do things the right way. Don't just form a stockpile without any documentation, not knowing how the money is being saved. You can't just give money to a person every month. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They can just wake up and leave and go.
Circling back to the agreement the organization has with Soweto TV, Eric touches on the future plans they have as an organization.
The biggest one of all of them is the TV show. We've got the letter of intent that we signed, Soweto TV signed. There's a concept that we are beginning to implement now. It's called a stockpile home visit, where we visit one stockpile. If a stockpile has got 30 members, we only visit those 30 members only. Then we, so that we comply with the COVID regulations. Then we invite one or two clients. We don't bring a lot of clients so that we can able to manage the situation.
This has been Media Diaries, the New Normal Edition, and I'm Amina Dekha Asma. The show has been brought to you by the South Africa Media Innovation Program and produced by Volume. Check out more information about the show either at www.volume.africa or at SAMIP's website, samip.mdif.org. That's samip.mdif.org. This brings us to the end of Season 2 of Media Diaries. You can catch up on the season wherever you get your podcasts, from Apple to Spotify. The music for the series is composed by John Bartman. Goodbye.
Volume.